Before the time of the 7-year famine in Israel, Elisha used to travel round the country visiting the places where there were schools of prophets. There was a wealthy woman and her husband living in Shunem, who always invited the prophet for a meal whenever he passed by. She had built an upper room in their house for him to stay in during his visits there. The woman had no children, so Elisha had told her one day that she would have a son, and the following year a little boy was born. A few years later, the child suddenly died, but Elisha restored him to life. Then one day, Elisha said to the Shunammite, "Go away with your family and stay for a while wherever you can, because the Lord has decreed a famine in the land that will last 7 years." The woman did as the man of God said, and she and her family went to live in the land of the Philistines. When the famine was over, she returned to Shunem, only to find that she had been dispossessed of her house and land. All her property had been taken over in her absence. She went to the king to beg for his help in the matter. It happened that Gehazi, Elisha's servant at that time, was talking with King Joram when the Shunammite arrived. This was before Gehazi was struck with leprosy. Joram had summoned him to hear about all the great things Elisha had done. Gehazi was just telling the king how the prophet had restored the Shunammite's son to life when the woman arrived at the palace. When Gehazi saw her, he said, "This is the woman, my lord the king, and this is her son, whom Elisha brought back to life." Joram asked the Shunammite about it, and she told him the whole story. So the king assigned an official to deal with her case and said to him, "Give back everything that belonged to her, including all the income from her land, from the day she left the country until now." Another incident in Elisha's life occurred in Damascus, in Syria. The prophet went there to accomplish a mission that Elijah, Elisha's predecessor, had received from God many years before when he was on Mount Sinai in the desert. God had told him to go back and anoint a new king of Syria and a new king of Israel. Elijah did not accomplish this himself, but he passed it on to his successor. So Elisha went to Damascus. Ben-Hadad, the king, was ill. Ben-Hadad was a pagan king, but he knew about Israel's all-powerful God. When he heard that Elisha was in the city, he said to Hazael, one of his officials, "Take a gift with you and go to meet the man of God. Consult the Lord through him to know if I will recover from this illness." Hazael went to Elisha, taking with him as a gift 40 camel loads of all the finest wares of Damascus. He went and stood before the prophet and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to ask if he will recover from his illness." Elisha said, "He will certainly recover, but the Lord has revealed to me that he will in fact die." The prophet stared at Hazael, his eyes full of tears, for so long that the Syrian began to feel ashamed. "Why is my Lord weeping?" he asked. "Because I know all the harm you will do to the Israelites," the man of God answered. "You will set fire to their fortified cities, kill their young men with the sword, dash their little children to the ground, and rip open their pregnant women." Hazael protested. "How could a nobody like me do such things?" he said. "The Lord has shown me that you will become king of Syria," Elisha answered. Hazael returned to his master and said to him, "The prophet says you will certainly recover." But the next day he took a thick cloth, soaked it in water, spread it over the king's face, and smothered him. After Ben-Hadad's death, Hazael succeeded him as king. He later committed all the atrocities foretold by Elisha the prophet. Next episode, Jehoram, king of Judah.